tell me about this crossover in the entertainment field and your work as a psychic and psychologist.
Well, I don't work as a psychic. It's something that, you know, I call myself an intuitive. The publisher wanted to call me a psychic because they felt it was an easy, accessible tag that is known to the population. That is not what I like to be known as. I am a intuitive who is a psychologist, but I will tell you that much what I was explaining to you before about these doctors who came to it, I also had to come to it. In other words, we can't squander this life in a body. We are here, even though we have much more than our DNA, and much more than our DNA. We are not only our tangible five senses, but we have all the abilities, that consciousness that comes in to support. And I want to say to, before I go into the crossover for a minute,
sure,
that there, in my belief system, all expression is valid and there is no judgment. And I do not demarcate between good and evil. I do stand for love and light, but I do believe that the dark is uninterpreted light. So I needed to go into a realm where I did feel at the onset I was going to go to USC Film School to be a filmmaker, to help people have transformation, 2 hours in the dark, watch a movie. I wanted to do that. It was a fusion of art and psychology and healing. But I had to live a life where, and spirituality is rampant in show business. It is a group effort. It is co-creation. It is symbiosis. Everybody has a unique appreciation for what their contribution is. And when it is cooking, it is, you know, sublime. But it's also, you know, riddled with ego that is unnecessarily, you feel like you're riding the gas pedal and the brake pedal at the same time. You have, there are a few who can go into that field and be congruent with themselves across the board, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You really have to be in account to yourself at all moments. And because it goes at a breakneck speed in reaction, you don't always get the pause moments to really be connected to the greater picture. So it's a big one, but it was necessary. It was necessary. It informed a lot of my beliefs in spirituality. I think, you know, you might know, I signed Madonna at a very early age. I was very young. I was 31 years of age. She had just come out with Lucky Star.
What did you see there, Lori, when you signed her up?
I saw a juxtaposition of qualities that popped off of the screen. She was a sex kitten, but she was demure. She was a rebel, but she was feminine. Mm-hmm. She was dynamite, you know. And I saw it, and we had an edict that I should tell the viewers that I was a agent first, even though I went to film school to be a filmmaker. I first started out as an agent at Creative Artist Agency because I wanted to learn the business of the business before I started being a creator in the business, to arm myself. But so the edict was at that time to only sign talent which can lead either, you know, it could have their own concert series or lead a movie. You know, you wanted the larger talent.
Exactly. And you must know my buddy Rob Light over there.
I love Rob Light.
And he's phenomenal.
Yes, and I know.
And listens to the show every night.
He does. Well, I just want you to know Michael Rosenfeld is listening right now.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he's your guy. So just to be, to go back, when I met with her in the trailer on, she had just cut Lucky Star, and I was sitting there with a pummeling of questions from her. She was clearly in her power, and rightfully so. She was absolutely magnificent to look at and very strong, and she was asking me question after question, valid questions. And then I turned to her, and I said, why are you here? What do you want? And instead of saying to me, I want to be the world's greatest rock star, she said, I want to break down all taboos.
Interesting.
And I said, that's exactly what, interesting. Then yeah. in her spirit, she was of service. Whether you align with her breaking down sexual taboos or any kind of rigidity, she was in service. And that's what spirituality is. You know, what gets us through the darkest times, how we're of service, where we find hope. So she could absorb all of this abundance. The only woman, and if you think about it, the Beatles had partners. Elvis had Colonel Parker, 50-50. She's absorbing all of this success, money, fame, attention, energy, and never imploded with drugs, never imploded, could capably change her hair color, change her music, and stay solid.
Yeah, she did. She fought. She went against the trend, didn't she?
Yes.
She really did.
So that's what show business did for me, was A, put me in alignment with the idea that I was not congruent, show me what I needed to learn in order to go forward into my next life. And it was a great, great learning ground. People in show business do have a channel. They know that there's something bigger than their own feelings about their creativity, to face a blank page, to sit down to a piano. They know that it comes, it's a muse, it has to be romanced, you have to leave time and honor yourself for it to come.